This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news. The headlines first. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal says MCC should be considered only if it falls in line with Nepal's foreign policy of non-alignment. Kathmandu District Administration urges people to celebrate festivals, keeping in mind the persisting COVID-19 infection risk. 4.4 million varicel vaccines arriving from China today. And China has criticized a security pact between the US, UK and Australia, describing it as extremely irresponsible. Now, the news in detail. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has said his party is moving towards socialism by adhering to the values of the people's multi-party democracy. Speaking at an interaction program organized by the journalists associated with the proposed Socialist Press Organization Nepal yesterday, Chairman Nepal said Nepal should adhere its principle of non-alignment while doing MCC agreement. He also stressed the need of increased social awareness, changed in thoughts, improved relations with people. On a different note, he said the five-party alliance would continue till the coming election. Chairman Nepal argued that the expansion of the government was delayed because of the issues related to the ordinance. Kathmandu District Administration Office has appealed all to mark the upcoming festivals for formality. Issuing an order, Chief District Officer of Kathmandu District, Gobinda Prasad Rizal, urged all to celebrate the upcoming festivals just for formality, adopting full health safety protocol. The order has asked people to avoid crowds, processions, assemblies and parties and not to come out of the houses without any special work, citing possible risk of COVID-19. The notice has also barred the schools from running physical mode of teaching learning. Meanwhile, the prohibitory order has in place in Kathmandu Valley following an extension on September 3rd. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kathmandu District Kalpana Ghimire said the restraining order has been issued with the coordination and consent of the officials of the three district administration officers of Kathmandu Valley. The government of Nepal is bringing 4.4 million varicel vaccines purchased from China today. A wide-body aircraft of Nepal Airlines Corporation went to China yesterday at 11 p.m. to bring the vaccine. Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, said that the purchased vaccine will be brought from China today. Of the 6 million vaccines purchased by the government, 1.6 million vaccines have already arrived. So far, 13.3 million vaccines have been received in Nepal. The government is preparing to bring 10 million more vaccines by mid-October. The death toll due to COVID-19 has crossed 11,000 in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the total number of COVID-19-related deaths reached 11,002, with additional 11 deaths confirmed yesterday. Likewise, 1,511 new cases of virus have been confirmed across the country in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 1,689 people recovered from the virus infection. There are 25,772 reported active cases of COVID-19 in the country. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has said that his party will have the same responsibility to fulfill the aspiration of prosperous Nepal and preserving national sovereignty. Addressing a program organized by Kathmandu District Committee of CPN UML yesterday, Oli said that his government collapsed due to some selfish acts within the party. He added that his party would reclaim the government leadership after winning the upcoming elections. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has stressed the need for the Employees Provident Fund, EPF, to focus its investable projects in productive sector. Virtually inaugurating the 60th anniversary of the Employees Provident Fund yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma urged the fund to utilize its clients' funds in productive sector to build up the national capital and provide profits to its clients. The winter session of the Province 1 Assembly has been summoned for the 8th October. Province 1 Chief Somnath Adhikari summoned the Province Assembly on the recommendation of the Province Cabinet. Nepal Telecom has extended its 4G internet service to all 85 local levels in Gandaki Province. Speaking at a press meet in Pokhara yesterday, joint spokesperson of Nepal Telecom, Ranjit Lohia, said the local levels in province have 503 4G towers. Joint spokesperson Lohia said the complaint about the NTC networking quality issue surfaced during the service extension would be addressed. The Trivuvan University, TU, has urged its affiliated campuses to run physical classes from Friday if possible. Chief of Information and Public Relations Division of Trivuvan University, Yogendra Prasad Dahal, said the meeting of the TU Executive Council held on Sunday directed the colleges to run physical classes by coordinating with the local levels for the risk control by adopting precautions against the COVID-19 pandemic. With the rising cases of COVID-19, the TU-affiliated and constituent campuses had suspended physical classes from April 29. Since then, the campuses have been running virtual classes. The Hall said that the campuses, departments and schools have been asked to arrange classes in person by considering the inevitability of running physical classes. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin time for international updates now. China has criticized a security pact between the US, UK and Australia, describing it as extremely irresponsible and narrow-minded. The deal will see the US and UK give Australia the technology to build nuclear-powered submarines for the first time. It is being widely viewed as an effort to counter China's influence in the contested South China Sea. The region has been a flashpoint for years and tensions there remain high. China's Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said the alliance risked severely damaging regional peace and intensifying the arms race. He criticized what he called the obsolete Cold War mentality and warned the three countries were hurting their own interests. Meanwhile, three people were confirmed dead and 60 others were sent to hospital after a 6-magnitude earthquake jolted southwest China's Sichuan province. According to the China Earthquake Network Center, the earthquake occurred early morning yesterday, striking at a depth of 10 kilometers. Xinhua News Agency reported that some telecommunication base stations' cables were damaged in the Sichuan province and some 3,000 personnel have been deployed for the rescue operation. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Far West province and at some places of rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report for today, maximum temperature 27 degrees Celsius, minimum temperature 19.2 degrees Celsius and rainfall 0.9 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal says MCC should be considered only if it falls in line with Nepal's foreign policy of non-alignment. Kathmandu District Administration urges people to celebrate festivals, keeping in mind the persisting COVID-19 infection risk. 4.4 million varicelle vaccines arriving from China today. And China has criticized the security pact between the US, UK and Australia, describing it as extremely responsible. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.